Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, OnlyFans users and Pornhub watchers, welcome to the Manga Alert Podcast. Today we have myself, Shrug Pod. You have Gear Third Manga Reviews, our other lovely host. Applause for him. We have returning guest, Tasmania. Welcome back to the show.
Tasmania.
Yeah.
It's Taz, bro. The old name.
Oh, well, it's Tasmania now.
I'm an OG, bro.
I don't know. Have you seen the recap? You're Tasmania to a lot of people. No one remembers you.
Yeah, that's
true. You're old news.
I'm old news.
And finally, we have a new guest to the podcast, to the Manga Alert podcast. Welcome to the Manga Alert Hall of Fame, Mr. Buzz himself.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, in 2 years, you might get a place in the recap, too.
Wow.
Let's go.
I can't wait to get animated by Gear.
Yes. If you can call that animation, yeah.
Get your own OC in the universe.
Put my Sonic OC in there.
It's my favorite bilingual celebration.
I'm fucking done. I'm rage quitting this shit. Let me throw my hissy fit. Gotta kill the titans, the one just tense, saw my manga eaten, then punch Dorman.
So today for the podcast, we decided, since we are all huge supporters of the Marillion Empire, we decided to pay our respects to Attack on Titan, a very popular series which just ended. I did a review for it a few weeks ago. Well, I didn't want to get into spoilers, so I was like, hey, we'll just do a full podcast on it. We got a bunch of fellow Marley stands here. You know, of course, we have newcomer Buzz, Shrug, and Taz. We've all completed the manga. I think we've all seen the anime, every season of it. So, yeah, we're just going to talk about how we felt about things. Now, this should be obvious, but, like, we're going to go mad with spoilers. Like, if you haven't read the full manga, get the fuck out of here. Where I don't.
Oh, wait
really
a minute! Oh man, I need to leave.
Right, hold up! Wait a minute.
We don't have a structure at all. We're just going to be going mad. So yeah, I guess we can just get started. I don't really know who wants to say anything first. You know.
I mean, I think Buzz, have you released your review for the series?
Yeah, okay. I got it out a few days after it ended.
Oh, yeah, that's also something else worth mentioning. Shrug and Buzz, they've both also reviewed Attack on Titan. The links to their channels are in the description. So if you want to see like what we all thought generally before coming back, you can go do that. Taz quit because he sucks. So he doesn't have one.
I quit because I had a lot of stuff going on at the time. But yes,
yeah,
I do
yeah.
suck.
Okay, excuses.
Old news, Taz. Old news. Yeah.
I know. I've been meaning to bring the memes back, but, you know.
So, Attack on Titan is a story about a girl who falls into a tree and fuses with a bug.
A worm.
Yeah, she fuses with like a prehistoric bug, and then they fight a lot of wars. And that's the series.
It all started with a pig.
And she meets Aaron Bird in the tree. Remember?
Oh, man. What do we...
Wait, spoilers! We can't say that yet! Guys, we gotta... No, we can't start
If we're doing a true podcast, let's start from the way beginning with the...
Okay, yeah, let's just go chronologically. We'll have most things to say on the ending, but I guess we can start at the beginning with Attack on Titan.
Wait, what do you mean, like, chronologically? From whose perspective?
Oh, shut the fuck
Which
up.
Person?
Like, from the chapters.
Ymir's.
Like, start.
From the chapters.
Start.
The chapters.
Aaron wakes
Chapter
up.
One.
He's like, oh, shit, I had a dream. What does it mean? We kind of find out, but not really, but, you know.
We found out some of them, because, like, I've seen a lot of breakdowns from the anime talking about it, but, I mean, we can always just, like, go, like, season by season and just talk about those sections, so that way it just makes life a little easier for us.
All right. So Attack on Titan, I think, has probably one of the most effective, like, first few chapters I've ever seen at getting someone hooked. I think the introduction of just the world and the mystery they build up, and then like the immediate threat of the Titans, or the Titans invading, like that whole sequence to me, really, really well done. I think it's like a little cliche and overdone, these types of stories, but I really think it's like one of the best examples of this type of thing. I compared it to Demon Slayer when I read that, like the start of Demon Slayer, and like it definitely inspired a lot of stuff. So I definitely think it's really great.
I know when I first watching the series or whatever, I started with the anime, and I know I got like a lot of backlash in the past, but I actually did not enjoy the series at all.
I remember that.
I had this as like my I rated it one in Mal, and I'm just like, I hate the series because like Armin's annoying, Eren's annoying. I didn't like Mikasa at the time, but like what really changed it for me is when season 2 came out, right? And I'm like, okay, I should give this another try. And I really tried to look at it from their perspectives, and they have no idea what's going on. So I kind of watched it towards that aspect, and it's very, it has a lot of like character development, and I would totally be scared under that situation. So I have a huge admiration for season 1 now, just rewatching it so many times.
Attack on Titan, it's one of those series where it can be really confusing because so much isn't explained, but when it finally is, you gain like a newfound appreciation. Like when I was reading the early parts of the series again, I was like, okay, the Titans, they're here because Bertolt and Reiner, they were sent to collect the founding Titan and all this. Like I knew everything that was happening and everything just fit, and I'm like, oh, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. Right?
And I really like how they told you stuff without actually telling you, like, anything.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in season one. Like, there's stuff that I'm still catching. Like, the part where Eren is just talking to Armin during the when they were going to shoot him because they found out he was a Titan. When he made that face to him, I figured, like knowing the story now, but it seemed like Eren already knew that was going to happen, so he's like preparing Armin for that situation.
Also, and like there's other stuff too that's not like part of the story, but like I know this, like when they're all like in the whatever, the mess hall, all the recruits are there eating, and like the first time we see them all together, and like Eren punches Jean and all that stuff, like they're talking, and when they talk about the armored and colossal Titan. When they mention the armored Titan, the panel is just Reiner. Like, it shows Reiner eating, and it's like the armored Titan. I'm like, what the fuck? This is like chapter 3. What are you doing?
I know.
I love that stuff so much in this series. Like,
when you don't know, like, you don't notice or, like, know anything, you just don't think anything of it. I didn't think any of it. Like, I didn't think of it for like a while until season 2 when I noticed that their hairs kind of look the same.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I thought Reiner was the armored Titan almost immediately just based off of his hair. But Bert, I actually didn't know he was the Colossal until like a second before he announced it, like personally.
If only he had given the Colossal hair.
I know. I thought it was Pixis when I first watched it. I'm like, this bitch Pixis acting like he's all goody-goody with
everyone.
Wait, but
wouldn't he have, like, a mustache, though? Like, imagine the Colossal Titan with a big mustache.
Peeks over the wall, there's just, like, the Pringles can guy.
Although, it is funny you bring up the hair, because it's actually well-known. This was in an interview in, like, Volume 2 or something. Isayama actually has a hair fetish, so...
Oh,
all of the hair in the series is significant.
That explains the Beast Titan.
Yeah. The Beast Titan is when he really got crazy.
Oh,
but yeah.
Gosh.
Oh, but speaking of hair, I found Annie's reveal to be probably the most obvious twist in the whole series.
Really? Yeah. Because, like, kind of figured.
At that point.
Their face is the same and everything,
too. After we find out that more people than just Eren are Titans, and the fact that Annie was the only one who didn't join the Survey Corps, it's like. Okay.
Yeah.
I was definitely stupid, so I was like, oh, it's Annie? But then, like, me and my girlfriend, because I got her into it, she was like, it's Annie. Like, there's no way it could be Annie. I'm sitting here like, dude, this took me so long to figure out. Shut up. And then I also fooled her, because she kept on asking me who it was. I told her, oh, yeah, the female Titan? Yeah, it's Armin.
It's like, Armin.
I knew Armin was a girl the whole time. Armin. And I was like, excuse me?
I have, okay, like, this goes into, like, some nitpicks I have with the series, but, like, I don't really understand the female Titan, because, like, what if a man ate the female
Titan. I get asked that so often.
I'm pretty sure the
Titan fruit.
I'm pretty sure the appearance of the Titan wouldn't change, I don't think. Yeah,
but it's weird because, like, the Marlians who know about the Titans also call it the female Titan. Like, it's not defined by a power, just the way it looks.
They kind of tell us the power
it has powers, but it's nothing like... This isn't like the agility Titan or anything. It's the female Titan, right?
Would it just have boobies?
Maybe if a man were to eat it, it's like the founding Titan where they can only use it if they're a woman. Like,
oh, maybe.
I don't know. Maybe. It's stupid.
I mean, we do have an example of that with the cart Titan. Remember the old face and everybody thinks it was actually someone else?
Well, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
The cart Titan just show up later, okay?
We're still in...
Can't get there yet.
Oh, man. But yeah, season one, I think it's just really great to look back on. Like, it was such... Like, the survival horror element of the series was really strong back then, where, you know, it was all... Like, no one knew what was going on. They just had a bunch of kids out killing these things. They're all running out of gas, getting murdered.
I do think the most, like, effective thing... Also, the gas thing, it kind of reminded me of, like, The Walking Dead. Of, like, it's like, oh, that would suck if just they had infinite gas. No, that's, like, a constant problem.
Well, I love how, like, they sort of evolve past it. Like, by the end, like, they're never worrying about their equipment and not working, but that's just because they've grown so used to it and they've evolved so much.
Yeah. I do think, like, the survival horror aspect is honestly... Towards the end of the series, you're kind of like, oh, yeah, it's really not that creepy anymore. But there's this dude, huge shout out to this guy. He's this guy, he's gotten really big recently. His name is Kane Pixels, and he uploaded this, like, he made his own, like, Attack on Titan videos. It was, like, historical footage. And so he had this old, like, film reel.
Oh, I've seen those.
Dude,
they're so cool.
Those things are insane. This dude, like, animated this entire thing, and he used, like, old war footage. But then he's like
they're so creepy though.
But then he's put like shade, like you look off in the distance and you just see this huge, like the Beast Titan, just like his just silhouette. And then they like animated the part with like Aaron getting the Founding Titan, and it's so creepy. But it's like you sit there and you are thinking, honestly, Attack on Titan, when you think about it, is supposed to be really creepy, and I'm really glad that this is made.
Like. Yeah, it's like, because, like, the last parts of the series almost feel like you're watching an Avengers movie or something, where, like, mass destruction is happening, but you're like, ah, whatever. But the same type of destruction is happening at the beginning, and it's terrifying, because you get a completely different perspective. It's really cool.
Now, I do have
We're like, oh, man, everyone died. How it changes.
I do have a question for you guys, just concerning the first part. When you read or watched the Attack on Titan, did you think Grisha was evil? I personally did.
I thought Grisha was the Beast Titan almost immediately. That was my theory, like, all the way up until...
Honestly, I can't remember what I thought. There were a lot of things where I just kind of locked my brain off, because back then I didn't do a lot of theorizing or anything. I was just like... Oh, he's gone missing, and there's something in the basement. I wonder what that could be. Like I
immediately thought that Grisha was behind all of the Titans because like he shot up Aaron, and now Aaron's a Titan now, and I'm like, oh, this guy's evil.
Well, the reason I think I've ruled out Grisha is because when we first see the Beast Titan, he doesn't know what the ODM gear is.
That's true.
But yeah, the. Anyway, I guess we can move into that arc now, the Clash of the Titans.
One of the most amazing and epic seasons that made me watch all of it in like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, like that is such I think that's such an underrated part of the series, because I know like everyone knows all the big Reiner and Bertolt moment, but when I was rereading it, I realized I forgot a lot of it, and it's so cool because this is of course when Zeke, he goes to that village and turns everyone into a Titan. So then all of a sudden there's Titans that just appeared, and they're like, oh shit, there's something.
There's another breach in the wall.
There's another breach in the wall. And they go crazy trying to find it, and they can't. And this is when like you finally get like almost confirmed that, holy crap, the Titans are people, right? And yeah, huge moment. And we also, of course, we get Ymir's whole thing with her being a Titan. And that adds just more mystery because it's like, but she's not with Reiner and Bertolt. She's just someone else.
Like the scene where she's like looking at this can of food and he's like, what the frick does this even say? And like Ymir's sitting there like, oh, shoot. And yeah. Then she's like,
God, there's just so many hints. And I just love their, like when they capture Aaron and they're like on the trees and they're just talking. Like it's so crazy because like you only know what they're saying. Like you don't understand anything unless you've read more of the series.
I felt so bad for Reiner in that scene. You could just tell the conflict in his like his persona.
Yeah,
like I like at that point I'm like, wait, okay, so why are they doing this? Like just talk to them or something.
It's so weird because like, and the way they talk about it, it's so great because like we know now that they're part of this whole other country, but the way they talked about it, like our hometown, I literally thought it was just like a small village super far away.
Everyone did. Yeah. You're just sitting there and they're like, because you're like from our hometown. And then after a while, you're just like, oh, frick, that's like a whole other continent, you fool. What?
When I first heard that, I thought there was like a Titan society that like Titans just gained consciousness and they like reverted back to human form and just like,
oh, it's, you mean the Promised Neverland?
Chilling. Yeah, like Promised Neverland. Yeah, I like that.
But I think, like, of course, that arc ends on another huge moment where Aaron first uses the Founding Titan power.
Coincidence, though.
Oh, yeah, sheer coincidence. And
this part
is...
Jesus Christ. This part was so insane because, like, Aaron controls the Titans and you don't know why and you won't find out why for a very long time. So it's really crazy when stuff like that was
built
up.
There's also a plot hole in there.
Oh, yeah?
Is there?
Yeah, so Aaron... It's revealed that Aaron can only use the power because he's touching Grisha's mom. Or Grisha's what?
Grisha's wife. Mom.
Grisha's then, mom. later in that same episode, he uses the power again to have the power attack Reiner. But he's not touching the Titan anymore.
I kind of got that. You know how the sun's kind of like... power up the Titans. I think he kind of absorbed some of the energy, so he still had it left in him. Maybe
get into that, but we can chalk it up to the many things that we'll just never know because not everything is explained in this series.
Well, is technically explained too.
Here's another thing. What I want to know, like, okay, so has Aaron never touched Historia by accident in the
they've never touched like I like rereading it they've never like even like, come in contact with
like
each other.
But yeah, like he did an accident virgin like what if he like act they like reach for the same like food and he like accidentally touches her and then he sees the future.
Senpai, I was reaching for that.
No, there's like a couple of alternate endings that have been like officially drawn where it's like it was just after Aaron got hurt in like training and then Historia came up to check on him because this was like back when she was actually concerned for people and she came up and like grabbed his shoulder and then they all just like they stood there and he looks back and he goes Grisha and like Historia's just going my sister what?
My sister
and they're like freaking out and that was like the only couple frames. I think it was just like a couple things that Isayama made. Like, what if this happened?
And I'm also like, Aaron never once like accidentally transformed into a Titan. Like,
I think at that point, if you didn't know, you wouldn't like actually do it.
Well, like, the thing is, like, early in the series, how it works is like he needs to cut himself and then he needs to like have a goal to do something is how they explain it. Because, he accidentally turns into a Titan when he cuts himself and it doesn't work, and then he reaches to get his spoon, and then he turns into a Titan. So, like, Aaron never had, like, a small cut, and then he's like, oh, gotta go to the bathroom.
Third episode, he literally busts his skull open on the ground.
Yeah.
And then, in the show, the one thing that I do appreciate about, like, the show is, like, the small differences that it has. But, like, you can see, at first you kind of think it's just, like, an effect, but you can see like steam coming off the, like the blood or like coming off his cut.
Oh wow, but I don't think I ever knew that.
I saw that just the other day.
And going back to the start for a minute, like you said, there's a lot of differences between the anime and manga. One of them is that they reorder a lot of the scenes.
Yeah, I didn't I didn't like the way they did that in the manga at all. I didn't like that. It was so confusing too.
I actually like how the anime does things a lot more. Like, for example, like in the first part, like the very first few episodes, they basically show things in chronological order from the start, when the walls are breached, the training, and then what happens after. But in the manga, we don't see the training for, like, a while. Like
volume 5.
Yeah.
Like, it's not until, like, the 20th chapter that you actually see this, which, at the point that it finishes, because it's right after Trost finishes, like, literally the chapter right after Eren plugs the wall, you go into the training arc, and I'm sitting there like, I don't want to watch this and or read this. Now, I was like, I'm just going to the exciting part.
Now, I kind of understand why it was like, because in the manga, like, you have the hook readers early, so I understand why they went for the big action stuff right away. But I do think it's better in the anime because we get to, like, actually meet all of the characters before they're thrown into this crazy situation, so... Like, you care a lot more about them in this part, and the stakes are a lot higher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, there's also, there's a couple, like, of other things. I think the two things in particular that I caught on to were the beginning when, which this is, like, super, it doesn't really matter. They changed the name of the guy whose hand they get to his mom, except in the show he's called Moses, but then in the book he's called something different. And when Shadis is talking to the mom, in the show he's kind of like like he did, like he was like a big deal, he died, but like he did stuff, and then he starts kind of freaking out. But in the book he goes like, no, your kid's death literally meant nothing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, golly, homie, what the frick? Nice one, Keith.
It was supposed to show the realism of the show and be like, yeah, sorry, his death meant nothing. So. Yeah.
But then at the very end of the first season, I think like it's pretty, I think it's pretty like close in adaptation for like season 2 and 3 from what I've.
Okay. Well, read. No, three is like very different at the start. The
really?
Oh yeah.
Well, I know season 1 is, it ends differently because, when Annie and him are fighting, and he, like, beats the crap out of him and just leaves him there. And then he goes berserk in the show and, like, grabs onto her. In the book, that never happens. Mikasa is the one that catches up, and then Eren just kind of, like, pins her.
Yeah, I think that was just to make season 1 more climactic at the end.
Yeah, because it's just the season finale. Mm-hmm. So I get why they did it. But I honestly like that change a lot because he was, like, kind of sitting there. He's like, I'm going to kill everyone. And then that's why all these videos are being made now. It's like, Eren was like this from the start. And it's like, what? No.
I mean, like, when he was fighting Annie, and like, punched his arms off, like, 4 times in the show. But it happens, like, once in the manga.
All right. So then I guess we can go into season 3 now. This was interesting because this was like the first human versus human arc.
I call this the political arc, and I did not like the first half of this. Like, the second half was amazing, though.
I think
I didn't like the coup of season three. I mean, of part one, I didn't like the first half. I didn't like the coup scene, like just starting a coup.
Really?
Because at that point I wanted to learn more about like the Titans. I didn't really care about the human stuff.
Well, I think like that what made it most interesting is, for starters, you know, I said this, I think, in my video. At first, like, the Titans are the bigger problem. But then, you know, the human condition is also a big deal because they focused on that a little bit because they're, you know, talking about we have not enough food. So if the Titans broke through, that would be a big deal. And then I think it makes total sense for them to kind of escalate it to this point. I personally really liked it because I was sitting there thinking, I like to see that, you know, this is like an actual military. They're having to kill other people. And then they're sitting here like, we're not used to killing people. But it's like, you're technically killing people already because of the Titans. Mm. And it's just, I personally really like that. But one weird thing I did have happen when I was reading back through the series, because I've caught up to the series before, because I remember when I was reading to... like when they return to Shiganshina, I don't even remember them fighting Rod Rice. Like, I don't
what?
Even remember, like, honestly, it's super weird.
What?
Like, it's super, super weird. Like, hear me out on this. I remember, like, getting to that part because I was like, I know for a fact I've read this before. And then I just, like, got to that part and I was like, what the freak is going on? Because I don't know what slipped my mind. I don't remember the part of where Rod Rice was crawling on the ground and then they got to, like, that district and then Aaron blowing him up and Historia chopping the huge thing of flesh and laying down going, I'm Historia, the new queen. I was like, did this just, how did I just not remember this? How do you forget that?
That's literally the last important thing she does in the whole
series. I know, and that's the thing. I'm sitting there like, how did that happen? I remember I caught up to it like my freshman year. So I was thinking, dude, how do I remember like everything going on with Historia's father and, you know, the Titan Serum and Kenny? I don't even remember Kenny dying. That's the thing. Like, I don't know what happened, but then I get to the return. I could tell you how the Return of Shiganshina arc went the whole time through.
I guess.
But then I was thinking, Rod Rice is just, what the heck? I don't know, dude.
Right before we get into that crazy arc, I think the beginning of season three is actually really different from the manga. There's like five or so chapters of just talking, and they like breeze through almost all of that. They skip a lot and they rearrange some of it. And I think of like they did that just to start the season off with a bang with the whole Levi versus Kenny fight, which by the way is like holy shit.
That was God tier fight right there.
That is some of the best
What does it start with?
The Kenny versus Levi fight.
Yeah, episode one is like just talking, and then episode two is the big battle.
Did they take 4 months to actually animate that?
I mean, probably. That's like the most. Honestly, that might be my favorite. Like, there's a lot of great Sakuga in the series, but that's probably, like, in my opinion, like the best looking scene.
Oh, I'd say it's definitely easily the best.
So good. But yeah, anyway.
So that
that whole thing happens. They fight the giant titan that was disgusting and all of his guts fall over the wall. Fun stuff.
Oh man, it's my least favorite titan looking. Oh my gosh, yeah. Wasn't it taller than the Colossal, if I remember correctly?
Oh yeah, it definitely was.
I don't even know how the hell he would turn. Like it was something with his blood, right? Like he couldn't turned into
he
a titan.
Literally he like he was dragging himself on the ground because he was so heavy and it like tore his face off. So when he leaned over the top of the wall, the front half of his body was gone. So all of his guts just splashed. Oh my god! Oh jeez!
And he was a pure titan, right? He wasn't a talisman, right?
Yeah, he was a pure titan. And I think it's just because he was royal. It came out all fucked.
Okay.
But yeah, anyway, then they go to the home, Aaron's hometown, and nothing happens there. That's a really kind of filler arc. People don't like to talk about it much.
Wait, what?
going back to the Levi fight, like the one big sequence, did you guys know that whole thing was like storyboarded by one guy, and he did like...
Yeah, it took like a month.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, that's usually how it goes. These big scenes are handled by just one guy, and they...
Yeah, but it was like took him like 1 month to do the big alleyway chase part.
Yeah, for sure.
Which, that's like really impressive.
Yeah.
Anyway, though, in the next arc... We're finally introduced to the best character, Peek.
Yes, sir.
What's interesting about Peek, for those who don't know, is that she used to be a middle-aged man.
Now she's a sexy-ass girl with a grass.
Our loss.
The first time you see the cart titan, its design is awful. It looks like a pure titan. You can't even, like, I was surprised when it spoke. I'm like, wait, that's an actual person in there.
The quadriplegic titan looks
like because for some insane reason Isayama's original design was for Peek to be like a 50-year-old man, and I guess some like editors came in and were like, dude, what are you doing, this is your chance. And he's like, all right,
fine. They saw the Ayopoko and we're like, wait, change it.
The only thing wrong with Peek is that her last name is fucking Finger for some reason. Fucking Finger.
Why? Not the Big fact
finger.
That her name is
like Starfinger move.
Not the fact that she used to be a 50-year-old man. Not the fact that her name is actually Peck in the English version.
What?
But that her last name is Finger. Yeah, they call her Peck. Peck.
That's disgusting.
Finger. Oh.
That, Peck yeah, Finger. They just call, yeah, they just call her Peck Finger. And then I was all like.
Peck Finger.
I was like, you mean Peak? Like, I was like, how do you mess that up?
Anyway, I don't really know what to say about this arc. Everyone knows.
Yo, it's the amazing. Basement scene though. When we learned about the whole fucking past with Grisha, and then like the pure Titans attacking like the first day, I was just like mind blown. Like I had to rewatch that all three episodes.
this arc just has like all of the best shit the series has to offer. Like it has the massive payoff at the end. You have some incredible action. The probably like one of if not my favorite chapter in the whole series is when they like defeat Reiner and Bertholdt in the same chapter and it like came together perfectly. Yeah, that was
really also Erwin dies defeating... in this, doesn't he? In this season or this
yeah,
part?
Erwin
yeah,
Erwin does.
Damn,
dude, I recently went back and I watched because I realized I'd never actually watched the end of season 3 or actually season 3 at all. Because I'd only read it, and so I was like, oh, I'd love to see how this looks, because I've seen clips, and I was thinking I'd love to watch it all through. Honestly, the final 5 episodes of Season 3 are probably, I kid you not, probably some of the best anime I've watched. I think the episode that's called Midnight Sun, I could honestly write a whole paper about it. That thing was awesome. It's not a very big episode. The episode before that is where Levi beats Zeke.
The best fight
beats Reiner.
Yeah.
Not Reiner, Bertholdt.
Well, and they beat Reiner, too. They beat all three of them in one episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All one episode.
That episode, I think, has a 10 on IMDb.
It has a 10 out of 10. But then the episode right after that is the one where they're having to pick between Erwin and Armin. There's only 2 bits of music in the entire episode. It's literally just silent, like other than just dialogue for the whole time. And I was sitting there like, this is really good. The only times that they ever play music is at the very end where Erwin raises his hand and then they play music for the remainder of the episode and then the eye catcher in the middle. But that's it.
And
like, I honestly was just like, that, like, you don't need music for this scene. It's so
even,
good.
And even like the one before it with the charge with Erwin's speech and like... Holy shit. I'm looking now at IMDb. The top 4 rated episodes ever are the one with Erwin's speech, Perfect Game, Assault from season 4, Ozymandias from Breaking Bad, and then Hero, which is the one where they defeat all the Titans. So
yeah, that's considered like the best episode like, in the entire series.
Yeah, just seeing it up there with Breaking Bad is hilarious. But I mean, yeah, it's pretty awesome. The one thing, though, and I hated it when it first happened, and I still hate it now, is how the fuck did Armin survive that? Like,
well, it's bro. It's possible to survive that because...
No,
like,
it's not.
No. His internals were fine. It was just the outside of him that was burned to a
How were his internals fine? He fell
50. Like, yeah, he was like a hot pocket.
Oh, I forgot.
That's what I was about to say.
I forgot he... Like the microwave. I forgot he fell.
Yeah, like the burning, like if he could maybe survive the burning, I'd be fine. But he fell like so far.
he fell from the top of the wall.
Maybe he's okay because the crust of the skin held him.
Yeah. His body was like just frozen and like, I don't know.
My favorite scene is literally seeing like his arms fly back. He just goes boosh, and, like, dude.
I also don't like when Levi stabs Reiner through the neck, and like, or no, it's when they blow his head off, and he's like, oh, I survived because I could transfer my consciousness to my dick the second that I die, and I'm like, okay, bro, just. Like, I was really frustrated at that point in the series, because, like, even though Reiner became my favorite character, I really, like, I just saw him as, like, a dick at the start, and, like, he just kept surviving over and over.
Now you learn, Levi
could have killed him at that point.
Once I learned that that was the author's favorite character, now I realized why he survived so much.
Yeah. And, I mean, it was important, too, for his arc. And then, of course, we get the big Marley reveal. I kind of want to speed through it now because we still have a lot of stuff to say about how this series ends, but I'm sure the events that follow in the Marley arc are fresh in everyone's minds because we just saw it in the anime. Yep. They did an amazing job with the anime, all things considered.
I had no problem with the animation, funny enough.
It was definitely fine. It was a lot better than I thought it would be. I mean, I think, like, comparing it to Wit, it is definitely a downgrade. But, yeah, like, just knowing, like, I mean, fine. These guys were, like, the schedule these guys were under was, like, brutal, which is why I was so surprised that it came out all right.
Just the crazy thing is that, and I think, Gear, I think we've talked about this on an old podcast episode. Like, when we're sitting here and we're looking at the trailer and they use, like, none of the footage for it, that's what kind of bothered me. Yeah. I was like, you guys haven't, but why aren't you using it?
Like, the CGI stuff was decent and some of it did look really good, but the fact that they teased us with super smooth 2D scenes was just...
Yeah.
Like, what? Why,
yeah, that was,
man,
some Ubisoft trailer stuff.
Since we're on the Marley arc, I do want to talk about the start to, like, when I reread the Marley arc starting from season 4, I realized that that Falco said something completely different than he did in the manga, and it's just like I have memories of flying and defeating Titans and stuff.
No, he looks up at the bird. He's like, "Holy shit, is that Eren Jaeger?"
So I'm pretty sure the anime might have an anime only ending from that, because he kind of wakes up the same way that Eren did in season 1.
Well, but he says he remembers flying because it was past memories of he wouldn't have had past memories. I don't fucking know.
When I first read that, I'm like, wait, so will he eat Eren? That's the first thing I said, who knows, man. I know, right?
Yeah, but yeah, whole Marley arc, we get Gabby, another one of the great characters, whole parallel Gabby to the start of the series.
By the way, all of you Gabby haters, fuck you. Gabby's an amazing character.
We stand Gabby. We stand, like I said before, we stand Marley, we stand Gabby, down with Eldia, they're all pigs, and yeah.
Personally, I really like Falco. And
honestly, okay, here's the thing. Falco is literally the only character in the series who isn't a psychopath. That's my take.
That's kind of facts. Like, I don't know. I mean,
does Falco even kill anyone? Like, honestly.
Technically, he ate Galliard.
Yeah, but like, he wasn't conscious of that.
What about Udo and whatever the fuck her name is?
Sophia?
Yeah.
What did Falco have to do with that? Oh, no, wait.
No,
hold
they're,
on.
They're
what
precious.
Am I saying?
They haven't
Falco,
done
yeah, right. Because he's the reason that Eren and Reiner met up. He's literally that reason why.
Yeah, but again, like that wasn't, he wasn't conscious of that. So, you know, I think he's the only good character in the series.
Oh, frick, I've been sending the letters. No. Oh, God.
No, Sophia and the other guy are the purest characters. They died early, so they didn't
they
get any blood
crushed
on them.
But why did...
But never forgotten.
Sophia literally got crushed by a rock. But, like, Udo... We never got to see what happened to Udo, though. That kind of...
Udo got
like,
just
okay.
trampled.
He got trampled?
Like, yeah, he got trampled, but then they were kind of like...
Wait, who?
They never... The guy who Colt was carrying, at, like, during the big attack on Marley...
Oh.
He was, like one of the, like, the warrior candidates.
Wait, I thought...
We never got to see what happened to him, though. Because, like, well, obviously, like, he's
died.
Probably dead. But,
no,
like...
he died.
I thought they were talking about he's still like breathing.
No, when they took him to the doctor was like, "Yeah, that kid's dead."
Yeah, they rejected him. Yeah, but
well, he was already dead at that point.
Yeah, he died in his arms.
Yeah, they were just trying to be like optimistic and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, dang, bruh.
Yeah, sorry. Not sorry. I mean, either way, if he lived, he would have died anyway.
Anyway, Eren is a villain now, and for some reason, a lot of people stan him. That people became so delusional that they actually thought Eren would win in the end. His plan to genocide the world.
Can we stop calling Eren a Chad? He's a simp.
Eren was never a Chad. I made a manga like Simpson Chad tier list like a year ago, and I put Eren as a Chad. I revoke that. That never happened.
No take backsies.
He is a complete simp. He destroyed 80% of the fucking world because for a fucking Mikasa.
To save his girl, who's just going to end up with somebody else now.
Even without the ending, someone who wants to genocide the world, they aren't a Chad. Come on, man. Like, what?
Dude, okay. Like, for all of these people, I'm going to say this to every single person that I'm very curious to hear this. I get some really stupid arguments, and I get told this probably weekly, either by my friends or someone on Twitter, for someone saying, Aaron was justified, he's a hero. And I'm thinking, if you want to destroy the world, you are not, I said, you are a villain. You may have a different purpose for it, but you are not a hero. If you are trying to kill everyone, and even if you want it to make your friends look good, you're not a hero.
Like, you're not,
you are a villain.
You're not even a vigilante at that point. You're a whole villain.
And when
you're a psycho.
And when Aaron's friends team up with like Reiner and them, and everyone's like, ew, it's the cringe Avengers, I'm like, what did you expect them to do?
I think what the fans really wanted to happen is they just like cry in their little corner while Aaron destroys the world. I think that's what they wanted to happen.
Now, all this being said, I still thought the ending was kind of stupid.
I thought the ending was okay. I didn't think it was dumb. I thought it was stupid the way like some of the conversations went at the end, like Reiner smelling fucking Astoria's handwriting.
I think my first problem is when like when the Founding Titan first gets activated, and it's just this weird like. Aaron's like, give me the Founding Titan power. Then Zeke's like, no, because it's mine. And then Aaron's like, no, it's mine. And then they do the whole time travel shit. And I know people are like, it's not time travel. They're just seeing past memories and they can't be changed. I'm like, shut up. It's time travel. They literally go back in time and Grisha sees them. He's like, what? It's Zeke and Aaron, my sons? And then
Aaron's like, do it, Grisha. Do it.
Yeah, Aaron, eat them. Come on. Right? And I was like, I don't know, the time travel stuff I didn't really like. I was fine with like seeing past memories. I mean, that's always been there. And they don't do this until like later, but also like I don't like seeing the future, because to me that's just kind of like
cheating.
And like Aaron apparently saw the entire future when he touched Historia's hand. Like to me it's just like there's so many things that you could do instead, and it's like, you can't. See,
he didn't do anything about it. Like, if he knew how bad everything was like, going to turn out.
You can't change the future, and it's like, but Aaron went back in time to tell Grisha to kill the children.
Yeah, that's like a major plot hole, and I don't like when stories do that a lot.
And the thing is, people will always find a way to explain around these things, and it really just comes from the fact that we just don't know all of the rules, right? I think that's why there's so much confusion about certain aspects of the ending, because we just don't know, like, everything that's actually happening. Because, of course, the big controversial thing that happens is that Aaron turns into a simp at the end. And
major simp.
Like, he goes from, like, I will destroy the entire world to, whoa, guys, I'm sorry, I just did it because I love Mikasa. I don't want another man to be with her. That's gross and wrong.
Now, what I thought of that scene is, I for that whole chapter of, like, Aaron being, quote-unquote, badass, I was taking it as, like, Ymir was controlling him through the paths. So, like, he wasn't really thinking about what he was doing.
I know, but that's the problem. Like, we'll just never know these things. And to me, like, what I think is that, like, I don't see this as a complete, like, character reversal that a lot of people do, because I just think Aaron was just a psychopath. Like, I thought he was just insane. Like, the dude was completely broken from, like, knowing the future and knowing the past and just all this crap happening. He didn't know what was going on. Like, that's what I took away, because there's so many contradictory things, because it seems like he's like, oh, you guys have to come get me and kill me if you want to stop me, and also like, oh, nothing can stop me, I'm going to crush every last human on the planet, right?
Like, and I think it's probably the last four chapters, like, up to that point, I'm saying like, oh, this is really cool, watching Hanji take down a couple of Colossal Titans, baller. But then I'm sitting here, and they're like, Aaron wants us to come kill him. He's like, he wants this. But then, like, a few chapters later, like, earlier, he's like, you can't stop me. He's like, I've already done everything I needed to.
Oh, another...
Another
part I don't like that happens a little earlier, it's like when they're trying to get... Like, before the rumbling happens, Armin is just like... Like, they're trying to stop the rumbling, and then Armin's like, wait a minute, guys, Aaron might have a different plan. Let's help him start the rumbling.
Yeah, right? They did. I'm like, completely like, what?
Like, what do you mean? And then, like, they're sitting there like, oh, crap.
And then the rumbling starts, and they're like, oh, wait, he didn't have another plan. Or we just killed the world, right?
Well, like, I think there was that moment, like, right where, you know, Grisha and Aaron were having that conversation, where I kind of had hope, and Aaron was like, I hate that plan. Euthanization's garbage. And then he's like, I'm going to kill everyone instead. And then I was like, oh, that just...
Aaron kills the world. So what happens is that you have the rumblings being controlled because Aaron touched Zeke, and now Zeke is just chilling there in the spine of the giant skeleton phantom
that
titan.
When Levi killed Zeke, I laughed. I honestly laughed because he's sitting there going, hey, what's up? And then, like, he just gets decapitated right there.
Yeah. It's a weird... I'm frustrated at this part because I actually really like how Armin, makes him remember... because Zeke is like, oh, life is meaningless, we're only here to reproduce, and Armin's like, yeah, but remember life, and then he remembers the dude he used to play baseball with and how that was, like, the only... moment in his life that made him feel stuff, right? So, and that's what convinced him, that's what snapped him out of it. But at the same time, I thought the execution of that scene was really dumb. And the fact that, like, we hadn't seen Zeke for 25 chapters, and he only shows up again to be like, you're right, there's meaning in life.
He's, like, sitting there making a sandcastle. It's like, you know what? You're right. I'm good now.
Oh, man, yeah, I wish that was handled a bit better. Although I will say, before we get into the rest of the ending, I really, really love the scene where the battle at the port.
The Colossal one?
No, like at the port where they have to fight off, they stand off against the last of the Jaegerists, like Flock.
I forgot about the Jaegerists.
Really, really awesome scene, I thought.
Yeah.
Flock, man, Flock was, you know, a piece of shit, but I thought his character was really well told, just how he was, from the start, like the start of his character is really when he finds Erwin and, like, they choose Armin, and he's, like, all conflicted, and then it leads him down, like, this radicalization, and he ends up being, like, a psychopath.
I'm gonna be honest, I forgot about Flock's character. He was so meaningless to me in season 3.
I mean...
In season 3, he's barely there.
Yeah, but, yeah, he's not so... Like, he's not supposed to be, like, a major character. That's supposed to kind of, like, how he gets introduced and, like how you said, you know, that's kind of his stemming point of where he had something go wrong, and then, you know, he just kind of went downhill from there. I mean, even, like, the entire scene of where he's sitting there on the boat and they're talking, I honestly was really heartbroken where... Armin and Connie go out there. They're like, we gotta go right now. And then their friends, like, they have to shoot their friends.
Yeah,
dude,
I know.
Honestly, gosh, I was sitting there like, oh.
And, like, I know Flock had, like, a really cliche end where, like, they think he's dead, but he's, like, hanging on, and then he shows up again, and then they just kill him.
He's dragging on the boat the whole time.
But, yeah, I thought he was a cool character. And then, yeah, then the whole ending happens. Man.
There's just too many questions for that.
So,
but let's just
also, before we get started with, like, the actual ending, I'm super excited how they're gonna animate the whole Ymir, and, like, how they're gonna introduce, like, the past. I'm really hoping for, like, a really good animation from that.
Yeah, I'm very worried about the animation in the final part because, like,
Colossal Titan's just a shit animation.
Like I don't even know.
Sounds like a PS2 game.
Like. The good news, at least, is that MAPPA now, they have more time, and they'll probably have less episodes, but at the same time, the amount of shit in these final episodes is, like...
It's a lot. I can't wait for chapter 121 to get animated. I really hope they do it right.
Yeah, well, hopefully, but,
If Hanji dies in CGI, I'm gonna be really upset.
Oh, come
anyway, on. Anyway, so the second last chapter, that's when they... all hell breaks loose. They stop the rumbling, and then Aaron's like, no, I can still fight, and he becomes like his own weird hybrid Titan. And then he fights Armin, which I thought was cool. I thought it was cool having them fight as giant Titans, even though it felt kind of weird.
Did we all think that Rhino was going to finally die?
I also didn't like how they like use the smoke to turn everyone into a Titan, only for it to be reversed right after.
That really bothered me.
One panel a person, and then like, because
it really got me the first. I'm like, holy shit! Did they just kill off Jean, Connie, and Gabby just like that?
All just in one go? Oh frick! This is like brutal. But then
what happens is they're like, hey, you know how humans are always in the nape of the neck? Well, what if Aaron's in just on the tongue? And they're like, oh, okay. So they blow up his teeth. Mikasa goes in. She has a nice little vision saying goodbye to him.
What was that off... vision? Was she going through the past to...
No, I don't know. It's hard to say because...
I couldn't tell if she was like remembering an old conversation. Because it did feel like
it was like a genuine goodbye moment. But
I thought that was just
it could have just
her thinking about it and not like an actual vision. You know what I mean?
See, I thought it was an actual vision, and honestly, that was one part that I honestly liked because I thought that was a very fitting way to for the path that they were going. It was one of those things I was thinking, you know, that was a good section. I thought it was very fitting, just you know. Mikasa was talking to Aaron, and I bet that I assume that's honestly something that Aaron put in her head, because I'm pretty sure from how I took it, I think that during that final chapter when him and Armin have that conversation, she was kind of like, did you see everything? And I think that was like happening at the same time somewhat. And then that was, you know, then she hers just kind of came first, which before the entire final chapter, I was thinking, you know, that was good. Then the final chapter happened, and I was like, eh.
Okay. Well, hold on, we're getting ahead of ourselves, because at the very end of the second last chapter, she cuts his head off and then Frenches it. What was that?
Baller!
Yeah, first Aaron was a tongue, and then he got tongue.
Yeah, that is disgusting.
I'm trying to, when I was thinking of that scene, I'm like, did she kiss a I didn't know if I couldn't tell if Aaron was like dead or was he like still alive during the kiss? So did he
cut it off? It shows the blade go through his neck and then she kisses it in the next panel.
God.
Maybe they were kissing and then she cut it off.
What else did she do with that head? I don't want to know. Geez.
Dude, it's just... And then Ymir standing and watching in the background. Okay.
Ymir is like the most...
creepy smile.
Ymir is the most confusing character in the show. It's like, what did Ymir want? Like, the reason she gives the power to Aaron is because, he hugs her. He's like, oh, you've never had anyone, and now I'm hugging you. And she's like, okay, do your genocide. And then she's watching the genocide, and she's like, oh no, I'm sad because maybe this is bad. And then, apparently it was all planned from the beginning, and she knows the future. Like, I really have no idea what.
But what were her intentions? That's the thing. Yeah. That entire final bit is like, what?
At that point, I feel like everything I've read and watched was just like disappeared after seeing that. I didn't know what to think, and I didn't know the direction the final chapter was going when I saw all of that. was it all for nothing? Yeah. Was it all Ymir's little play thing?
Who knows, man. But then the final.
All right, let's.
The final chapter.
I don't want to talk about this.
So I have something about the when Aaron hugs Ymir. I thought the reason why she sided with Aaron and let him use the power was because she was still upset about Fritz being abusive to her. But then she says she loves him, so that's not it, right?
Yeah.
Ymir
was a simp too.
Yeah, Ymir was a complete
Mikasa,
simp.
Mikasa was the key, okay?
Yeah, Mikasa was the key to everything. So Aaron, it's revealed that Aaron had a chat with Armin before this, the whole ending sequence, and he just made Armin forget it. And he's this is when he has his whole simp breakdown, and this is when Like, a lot of people are mad about what they did with Aaron, but I hate what they did with Armin here. Yeah. Where he literally, he's like, I think the words are like, thank you for becoming a mass murderer for our sake.
Yes.
And at the end,
why?
Literally everything Armin has done in the entire series has been for peace. Even when he's had to kill people, it's been for a peaceful outcome.
I think that's a flaw with his character, because he tries to see the good in everything.
And I guess.
Even,
but,
I guess, mass becoming
but,
a martyr
But this
is...
just seems like such an unforgivable thing, right?
Well, when, you know, Aaron, because Armin was kind of explaining, he's like, yeah, you did all this so that way we could be seen as this. And
oh yeah,
the way that
oh hold on, that's a whole other thing where it's revealed that Aaron's whole plan was to act like a villain, which is just so everyone else is seen as the hero. Which, you know, it's stuff like that's been in, like, you know, shit like Watchmen and all stuff for decades. But like, and I actually called that, even though it might not have really made sense, but then it happened anyway. And it's still like, you just, there's so many contradictory moments, and that's why I think Aaron was just crazy, because.
Well, it's just one of those things where, because after reading season three, I've kind of come to the conclusion that, you know, this ending was kind of, well, because obviously it was going to help out Armin a lot more, because now he's like head of the peace talks and everything, and, you know, he's commander for the Survey Corps now, and because, you know, Aaron, even when they were picking between Erwin and Armin, Aaron was sitting there, and I don't know, because he didn't know anything at this point. He was sitting there and he was like, Armin's literally going to be the reason that we're going to save humanity. And then that kind of helped me come to this conclusion, and it kind of made me like the ending a little more than I was kind of banking at first. But I mean, it's not a good ending.
At the end, did Armin really do anything? Mikasa did everything.
Well, it was just Armin's plan. Armin planning everything, because then at that final chapter, you know,
Armin gave Zeke a leaf. That's what he did.
Yeah, gave him a baseball. You mean?
He was
baseball. Well, it was the leaf to Armin. No, and yeah, the baseball to Zeke.
I will say, though, my favorite part of the final chapter was when Gabby and Falco reunite, and she like suplexes him.
Yeah,
it was such a weird background detail, and I'm like, all right, that was cool.
She's
like a Resident Evil 4 QTE.
And I did really like the scene where, like, you see the, like, ghosts or whatever.
Levi's
like the last one there, and he salutes to them. I'm like, oh man,
I really hope that gets animated. Well, because like, I am actually hyped to see that animated.
Yeah, for sure. And but anyway, yeah, so then a couple years passed, Reiner's still simping after Historia. He's like huffing like her paint, her pen fumes, like
And at the end, the rumbling didn't even matter at all. They're still like hating the Eldians.
Because
they're pissed because Aaron tried to kill everyone.
It's like Aaron's whole plan was like, look, guys, the Eldians saved us. And it's like, but they don't care. They're racist. They're not going to.
Yeah, they don't give a shit. And even like, oh my God.
Drop a new country.
Oh, and also,
this.
I forgot. I'm looking at the panels right now. Aaron is not the fucking father. Hell yeah.
Oh, yes. That is. Okay, this has to be like the biggest like troll in the whole series. Like, they were building this up for years in the manga. Historia's pregnant, and they just say it's some random farmer guy, and everyone's like, that can't be the case.
Dude, exactly. It's Aaron.
Everyone is like, it's obviously Aaron. Like, come on now. But no, it was just, they even cut to her giving birth during the final battle, and we're like, okay, this has to mean something.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it doesn't. It literally doesn't.
I think what everyone wanted to happen, it's like, Aaron uses the Warhammer, connect to the island, go and pick up the baby, and it has the Beast Titan, and then the rumbling continues, killing everyone. That's what everyone wanted to happen. But no, Aaron's just a Mikasa simp like everyone else.
Didn't somebody, like, make a fake panel of, like, Aaron walking to his story?
Oh, yeah. I posted it. Yeah.
I looked at those eyes, and I was sitting here thinking, like, jeez, like, what? I was like, why? Yeah. That made no sense.
I remember seeing, like, a theory a while ago, and it's like, It was really stupid, like, Aaron, they kill Aaron, but then he's, like, reborn as Historia's baby, and then he just, like, walks out of the house. Oh, and I also love Isayama, like, 2 years ago revealed the final panel of the manga.
And it was not
and
the final panel.
And the final panel ended up just being, like, a super tiny background thing. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, man, that led to
was that
so many...
the one where... somebody was, like, holding a baby over their shoulder.
Yeah, and says, you are free. And it was Grisha holding Aaron. But it ended up being, like, part of a flashback or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that was it. It wasn't in the final chapter, was it?
Yeah, it was.
I think out of everything, the one panel that does not make sense to me is, like, during, like, the 3 years that they were, you know, living, why the hell is Gabby, Falco, Levi, and a Yonkapon just chilling in Marley?
Why not?
They hate aliens.
Like they why is Marley even still around? I feel like it would have got destroyed. Like,
no, see, yeah, that's the thing.
Armin,
like,
followed everybody around and then talked no jutsu to everybody who was racist.
It's really hard to say. Like, there's so much stuff we don't know. Like, I'd like to see a map of the rumbling, because Aaron says it's going to wipe out 80%, and because I guess that's true because he can see the future. But it's like, if he wiped out 80% of the world, I feel like Marley would have been, like, the first to go. Because Marley's right there.
Yeah, well...
And, like, we saw, like, most of the important guys, they, like, ran away on a train until the rumbling caught up to them. But it's like, bro... Like,
wait a minute. Did he release all the Titans from
the
walls?
Yeah, he released all the Titans. Just the one? There were walls.
There was, like, 100 million or some crazy shit. Like,
then how in God's name is Marley still... I didn't think about that. How is Marley still here? There ain't no way they made it to that cliffside. And they're like, oh, shoot, we've been pushed back. Wait.
With that logic, Marley is way farther than we think it is.
But, like, I thought, like...
Because that's why they, like, hopped on the plane, and then Hanji was like, we gotta get to Marley!
Yeah.
And
it's really bad. Honestly, it gives me some, like, late Game of Thrones energy, where the characters are just, like, hopping around, like, the world in, like, a day. But yeah.
So, wow, Mikasa really walked a long ways at the end, didn't she?
Yeah.
Where the flying boat.
You see Mikasa walk off into the smoke? I mean, obviously she, like, got a ride back with them, but it like almost made it seem like she was going to walk back. And also, when she does ride back with them, that would be, like, pretty awkward. She's just, like, sitting there with Aaron's head in her lap.
She's, like, staring at
it. So talk about it. Guys.
Also, his body was still there from when he activated the rumbling. So do you think they, like, went back to get that, to bury it, too?
Probably not.
They just, like, glued them together for the burial.
Anyway, I guess this brings us to the most significant thing about the ending, is that Aaron is now a bird.
Aaron is the bird. I would honestly like to say
he is free.
Because I definitely said this in the video, that Aaron was not the bird. I had a whole bit for it, but after I reread it probably 5 times, and then I was like, oh my gosh,
Aaron's the bird.
I was like, there's no way this is being implied.
He wraps the scarf around her just like he used to.
I didn't think, dude, there's no way he can be the bird. There's just no way.
There's a whole other thing.
Wrap it around her as many times as she wants, and then he, like, fluffs it at the end, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the other thing. It's, like, the same thing with Armin, just accepting the genocide. Like, I also don't think Mikasa would do that. Like, she's like, oh, mm-hmm. I love you, Aaron. Thank you for wrapping the scarf around me. I'm like, bitch, he just, like, what?
Now, the thing is about this, for some reason, the manga for Attack on Titan still says it's ongoing and chapter-wise, right? So, I know, like, there's, like, the readers of Attack on Titan thing at the end. And, like, way at the end, it says our battle is only getting started. Does that mean that there's going to be an alternate ending chapter?
One thing we actually do know is that in the final volume, like, in the volume release, there's going to be extra pages added.
We don't know what those are. I heard that was just a bad translation, and they're...
Oh, that might be the case. But
like, what if this straight up is just, like, a huge...
The school spinoff that he puts at the end of the volumes, where, like, Mikasa is goth and...
I will simp for Goth Kasa.
That's the true canon ending. Actually, a really fun Easter egg, when Aaron first, like, activates the Founding Titan and he sees, like, memories of all the characters... there's like a really tiny square and it shows Mikasa and Armin from the high school spinoff.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Yeah, it has goth Mikasa there. And a lot of people thought that that was hinting at a high school ending, which honestly might have been...
That would have been fine.
Honestly, if this would have ended up being like a fan fiction that goth Mikasa wrote, I would have been like, you know what? All right, let's go. I'm okay with this. I'm down.
It's literally like in Adventure Time how the gender swap episodes are just the Ice King's fan fiction.
Yeah, exactly.
It just ends with the head kiss, and then like goth Mikasa puts down her pencil and she's like, finally complete.
My after dojin, 12 she years. Is complete.
What if Aaron read the end of it and he said, this thing sucks, and then like that's just how it all ends.
He's like, Mikasa, this sucks. Here's how it should have ended.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Then it's just another chapter and it's the real ending.
Attack on Titan 2.
Oh man.
Titans on attack.
one of you asked this before we started, but you were wondering if the anime will have a different ending.
Oh, yeah, that was me.
We talked about it a lot.
I really can't see that happening. Like, it's so rare that, like, a complete adaptation changes the ending, like, unless...
I don't know. What Falco said at the beginning is kind of sus. Like, literally, like...
What did he say again?
He's like, I was swinging around, fighting titans and whoosh whoosh or some bullshit.
Hold on, that's a whole other thing. Falco turns into a bird out of nowhere, like,
oh yeah, because of these titan
bird
stuff.
Buddies, like, with Aaron.
I know they like had little hints there, like, oh, I wish titans had wings, but like there was really nothing in the story at all that really hinted at that until they needed it. It was like Falco was like, hold on, I just had a dream that like 200 years ago there was a beast titan that could fly, so maybe I could fly too. And then all of a sudden he just grows wings.
Yeah, and remember he talks to Annie about it, and he's like, didn't you used to know some people who said that they could change their bodies by eating weird food? And she's like, what the heck?
It's One Piece.
Devil fruit. Does that mean Falco is the first beast jaw titan then? He was the first.
Oh, no, wait, was it the Beast Titan he was talking about? That fly?
Yeah, no, he was talking about the Beast Titan, because that logically makes sense. But
does that mean all the Titans can fly, then?
I guess all the Titans are free. Well, yeah, one of the Marley soldiers is like, if only we had a Titan that could fly. And then that's when they look up and their ceiling is gone.
Oh,
yeah.
God. I know we're backtracking, but I just remembered one of my least favorite parts from the whole final arc is when... Connie just captures Falco and he's like, oh, I gotta go save my mom.
Oh, I hated that part.
Like, oh, yeah. It's like, oh, the apocalypse is going on. And you're like, yeah. I want my mom to come back.
And then Armin is just like, oh, I'm gonna jump into your mom's mouth. It's like, he's I'll save your mom instead.
Like, honestly, that came out of nowhere. And then I was sitting there like, what?
And then they're like, Connie, think about it. If your mom became a Titan, she'd only live for a few more years and she'd be like a warrior and she'd have to... And he's like, oh yeah, that would kind of suck. Okay, I'm cool, guys.
Okay, never mind.
It was like this whole unnecessary detour that I really didn't like, but yeah.
JK, guys, sorry.
Connie's
JK,
mom,
my mom's okay. Well, we don't... What sucks... We don't even get to see Connie's mom.
Yeah, we don't.
Yeah, and it was such a build-up. He's like, my mom is back to normal, and then it's like, we never see her. And then Connie grows hair.
She's going to have anime mom shoulder hair. She probably turned back to normal, but the Titan was still, like, her Titan form was, like, still supporting parts of the house. So when she turned back to normal, the house collapsed on her.
Well, there... Honestly, I thought in the very final chapter, because when Connie had grown his hair out, I honestly thought it was Falco at first. I was like, where's Connie? And then I saw him like pushing the wheelchair, and then I was like, oh, that's Connie. Okay,
it was Isayama's fetish. That was...
Yeah, the hair
everyone
fetish.
Gets hair in the end.
My job is not complete hair.
So he thinks... Did he just think that Connie was just super ugly the entire remainder of the series?
Probably. Mm.
Oh man!
Yeah, he was holding it in the entire series, and then
wait. I'm trying to find Connie with hair. Oh, there he is. Oh, that is weird.
I've, I feel like as a finale, we should do a send-off for our favorite character, Marco.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
I think deservedly had probably the most, to me, the most heartbreaking death in the whole show.
Fucking Ymir having to eat him for no reason. I feel so bad for Marco. Marco.
After Marco died, it wasn't half the series it used to be.
Yeah.
Garrett, just put up
some. Oh wait, I was thinking of fucking Marcel. I'm dumb. I'm stupid.
Garrett, just put up some picture and some song that dedicates to Marco's little half body, which I think probably my favorite joke in the entire series is when Isayama intentionally draws just like half of Marco's face, and like he'll be like cut off of like a tree or something, and like junior high or any like promotional art with him.
Yeah.
I think the most heartbreaking death for me is Petra's.
When he was peeking around the tree.
Petra's death hurt.
All right, well, I guess we should wrap it up now. So if anyone has final words on the series, if you want to give your score out of 10, I know, you know, we've all made reviews, but if you want to, you know, let everyone know.
I definitely still give it probably like an 8 out of 10. Like overall, I think it's like the ending was pretty rough to watch, but I also said this in my video, the first like three seasons are also spectacular and still I think really amazing. I just hate that it had to end in such a poor manner.
Taz?
Oh, I still give the series a 10 out of 10. I love the direction it was going, and I'm not in, like, the ending to me doesn't really matter as much as more as the build up to why everything happened. So I still give it a 10 out of 10.
Buzz?
I would still give it a 9 out of 10. That's what I said in my video, and like, I mean, I was copying a little bit, but I still stand by that. I think it's a 9 out of 10. I don't really like the first season of the anime's art style or, like, season 4 just in general. So, like, the anime would be a lower score for me, but I think the manga's a 9.
Yeah. I know most people probably saw my review, but I give it an 8 out of 10. Overall, I really enjoyed it, and much like you guys, like, the ending didn't really hurt it for me that much because I thought the journey was just so great. I know like some people it like ruined the whole series for them, and you know, I don't really blame them because you know that happens with a lot of things.
It's really hard to talk about this series with people that haven't watched it because there's so much you have to like redact.
Yeah.
Especially like a story is named.
The synopsis on Wikipedia, and, felt like such a liar.
For as sloppy as I thought the last 20 chapters were, I'm still going to watch the next season of the anime, and I'm still going to follow along with the manga. Like, I'm still... And there's a lot of cool shit there, too, I'm still looking forward to seeing. Like, it's not a complete lost cause at the end, so...
It's just super weird to see a series that had such a build-up and, like, such a really strong, like, 75, almost 80%, like, 80% of the series, pretty much... And then just that last little... I'd probably say 90% of it was really good. It's just like you said, Gear, those last 20 chapters, it's like, what the frick happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It got bleached.
Shit, I just had a huge epiphany. So they made like a promotional video and it showed Isayama completing the last chapter. And then it showed what he was going to do afterwards. And it shows him playing Splatoon. Splatoon 2 came out in 2017, which is like around the time he was probably planning the ending.
He technically already had the ending ready because he was at the end, he wanted to kill everyone, but because of popular,
I mean, like it's way different from like his early ending, but I mean, because like I think the Marley stuff was happening in 2017, so he would have had like the ending probably planned out by then. Mm-hmm. And that he was like playing too much Splatoon, basically, is what we're saying.
The Warhammer Titan was just a Splatoon reference.
Oh, we didn't even talk about the Warhammer.
The white ink,
the cum Titan.
Warhammer was useless.
Yeah, we would need like a 10-hour podcast to touch on everything. So
yeah, that's true.
I guess we'll wrap it up now.
All I know is that Attack on Titan is leading into Splatoon 3, baby. Woo!
The real ending is Madagascar. That's the start.
That is true.
For the other 80% of life.
Well, I think we'll end it here. Everyone, thank you for joining us. This has been the Manga Alert Podcast. Next time we're going to talk about... I didn't think this far ahead of this bit. Good night, everyone.
Titan Podcast.
You can follow me on It's Chris Alex on Twitter. Or at It's Chris Alex on Twitter. So I got some bumping stuff.
I'm freaking...